It's time for Lunch Hour Reviews.
Creatures who feast upon the flesh of their victims.
I ate his liver with some fava beans.
Soylent Green.
Nice made out of people.
Feeding time.
I'm Mindy.
And I'm Darren. And this is another Lunch Hour Reviews segment. And today we're covering Zombievers.
Yay!
By Mindy's request. I don't remember when we went back and forth with Wolf Cop.
Yes.
I think you saw it without me saying, you got to see this movie.
But yes.
This is one that you texted me, stop what you're doing and watch Zombievers right now. I'm going to say I was a little less enthusiastic about it than you were.
I'm really sad about that because I loved it. I loved it. I'm willing to say I loved it more than Wolf Cop.
That's offensive. That's offensive. okay. I like parts of it.
That's offensive to Wolf Cops everywhere.
It was... Wolf Cop Americans or Canadians. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, no, I struggle to find why this movie had to be made. And I know that's rude to the filmmakers and the people involved in it, but like it was kind of a goof and I didn't think it was funny enough to warrant.
You didn't. I laughed so hard. There was some of the funniest things that I've ever heard.
There were a couple good ones.
Mary, I haven't had sex in 36 hours. You know when your foot's asleep? My dick's asleep. I gotta wake it up.
I have to wake that dick up.
Wake that dick up, baby. I can't even feel it.
Mary, please,
my dick's asleep.
I don't know. Maybe, see, here's the other problem. Because I watch so much garbage, like I understand the formula of garbage. Mm-hmm. And Zombievers to me was like the perfect play on like all the garbage that I watch.
Yeah, I could see that.
And for me, like, I know these archetypes. I know it so well because I watch so much of teen or college horror or 40-year-olds pretending to be college students horror.
Yeah, it played against type in a couple places, but okay, so let's dive in.
Looks like a beaver dam.
I want to see a beaver. They're so adorable.
Yeah, well, don't get your hopes up. I'm pretty sure they're nocturnal.
It's directed by Jordan Rubin, and he also wrote it with two brothers, Al and John Kaplan, who you might know, being a New Yorker, from... They co-wrote Silence, the musical. That's the Silence of the Lambs comedy musical.
You had mentioned that. I remember the posters, and it was supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, people liked it. So that they did.
Yeah, I think he's a name I recognize just from comedy circles, but this is the first thing of his that I've seen.
Yeah, he's a comedy writer. So I think he was writing for Craig Kilborn, some of those like shows. Oh, like, he's a staff writer.
Right, okay. The girl, Courtney Palm, I didn't recognize, but she is a standout in the movie.
When I wrote down the characters, or like the actors, I didn't write just her name. It was Courtney Palm's boobs.
If I'm getting anything out of being stuck in the middle of nowhere, it's a tan without lines.
Okay, that's relevant because she was in Sushi Girl, which hopefully it's still on Netflix because it was a pleasant surprise as far as movies you never saw coming. And it was like a kind of low budget couple of guys in a room, a lot of backstory and history, and it all came together really well. But so she is the sushi girl, which is to say she spends a lot of time acting like a plate.
Yay! Her boobs again.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. She is not shy, but I think she's like she comes from a traditional acting background. I think she chose the southern accent in Zombievers as a sort of like extra challenge, I don't know, to make it more interesting.
She wanted to challenge herself as an actor.
She didn't seem very country. Her character didn't seem very country.
No, it was a half-baked idea, I think. She didn't do a lot of backstory on this particular character.
No.
Sorry, not a
she
lot of
was
in-depth
weirded
work.
Out by a lot of lake stuff, which with the southern accent, that
you'd think thick, you'd be used to a lake. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean... My thing, though, and this is, again, part of why I loved it, as soon as you saw her boobs come out, you said to me, I said, oh, she's going to die.
Right.
And it was very, like, it's really fun. It was so much fun.
I really enjoyed how much of a central figure she became, and it definitely played against type. But, yeah, so the movie, it is funny up front. They are kind of, like, mean-spirited ball busters, these three girls, and then you add in the guys, and it's even more so.
You know, we were doing just fine before you guys showed up.
Jen, it's not fair.
Yeah, Tommy didn't kill that beaver for us.
Yeah, sorry Sam didn't kill anything, because that'd be the only beaver he's getting this weekend.
Can we please stop with the beaver jokes?
Why did the beaver cross the road?
They kind of were the comic relief duo.
Yes.
Buck was her boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, who I kept thinking I had seen him in other things, and I hadn't, just in my dreams, apparently. Because I've never seen this guy before. He wasn't in anything I've seen.
Yeah, no.
But he was hilarious.
He was funny. He was funny. He never took off the hat, and that was funny that he's swimming in the lake wearing the beanie. Yeah. Yeah, so he had definitely some of the best lines. Although the intro with Bill Burr, and we found out...
Surprise, John Mayer.
John Mayer and Bill Burr start the movie.
They steal the show.
Yeah, it was a really good, and I think you rightly assumed that they were probably just spitballing ideas, and the director was like, say some funny shit and we'll film it.
Right, right.
And so it really starts off funny, and I guess ends funny for that matter.
And if you watch it through the credits, there's outtakes.
Oh, right.
And so there's some more funny stuff with Bill Burr and John Mayer, who I just discovered that was John Mayer.
Yeah, John Mayer doesn't look like John
Mayer.
My mind
is blown.
Yeah. I mean, he's under a lot. I think he's wearing a hat and glasses.
And a mustache.
And a mustache.
I'm easily apparently fooled. If you put on a mustache, I won't recognize you.
Mindy's not sure who she's doing the podcast with right now. Oh, so it was a little note, but typically I don't like man-on-dog violence in horror movies. But this was hysterical. I really thought that... okay, so that's a small spoiler alert. The dog doesn't make it.
No, the dog doesn't make it. It made me so upset.
But he dies nobly.
No, he doesn't.
You don't think so?
It's between us and a dog. I'm going to pick us every time. If that's what makes me an asshole, then
so be it, man.
It does. Asshole.
It's not like the dog said, you know, I'll take one for the team, guys.
Back up, guys. I got this.
I've never seen anything like that. You know, in the scene, it's not really to spoil too much. There's zombievers. Figure that the fuck out. They're on like a float in the middle of a lake. They're trying to divert the zombievers away. And he throws the dog in as a diversion. It's the worst. Like,
it works.
I know, but instantly you're like, I hate that character. It's the best way to hate a character.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so, well, we've mentioned the beavers, the title character. They went, I think, because the premise is fucking ridiculous, they kind of figured out early in the process that there is no good representation of beavers that will make this work any better. So let's just do fucking cartoon beavers with glowy, beady eyes.
Why not?
And... voice them with like you can tell they're like a voice actor doing weird zombie beaver noises.
They sound like babies.
Yeah, crazy fucking babies.
So in this movie though, there's actually quite a few people who are notable people. They're not just people that they found on the street.
Okay.
It's true. The voice actor guy, he's done a lot of work. He's done work with Family Guy, American Dad, stuff like that.
Okay.
That Hutch Dano, who's the guy, the loser boyfriend guy.
Oh, yeah, I recognize him.
I recognize him too, but I, again, have never seen it. It's like Disney shit that I have never seen. But his grandfather is Royal Dano, who's a huge character actor, probably like 500 roles character actor in like some Clint Eastwood movies, some John Wayne kind of movies. I mean, this guy... in any kind of movie from 1947 to 19, even in, I think, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, he or his son was in. So, I mean, they're just character actors. That's
and his son grew up to be the jock in Zombieverse.
His grandson now is the jock to Zombieverse. So, enjoy that.
All right. Well, I didn't have that much of a problem with his character.
Well, you hate it. I hated him. If you didn't hate him, you hate dogs. Do you hate dogs?
Oh, I thought it was the shitty boyfriend, the cheating boyfriend.
That's the guy that I'm talking about, Hutch Dano.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the blonde guy because I recognize him. I didn't recognize Hutch Dano.
Yes, the blonde guy, I still don't know who the hell he is, but I spent, this is the time warp I live in, I spent probably the first half of the movie thinking it was Shannon Rowe. who I think is in either. I think he's in every movie. He's not in any movies. He was the guy. Did you ever watch Kindred, The Embraced?
No.
Well, I've been a nerd for a really long time. Maybe you need to catch up. Shannon Rowe is in that, and he's in lots of like shitty movies. Shannon Rowe.
All right.
Be a thing. And I'm always saying it. Like when I live tweet, I'm always like, oh, Shannon Rowe. And it's never him ever. But the guy who I thought was Shannon Rowe then for a while, he reminded me of Timothy Oliphant. So he can go in my big Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah, poor man.
Michael Shannon.
Timothy.
But I called him a sub-poverty Timothy Oliphant because he's not the poor man's Timothy Oliphant. Because that's Josh Duhamel.
We cannot turn against each other right now. That is exactly what the Beavers would want.
The Beavers look ridiculous. However, the special effects makeup on the people, pretty good.
The Beaver people, awesome.
And there are a couple good for, you know, horror movie fans. There are a couple, they don't play it heavily, but being scratched or bitten by a zombiever, you notice that like this person has received an injury, you know, there's a scratch on a leg that caught my attention. So I did wonder, will this jump species?
Yes, it does. Amazingly so.
Yeah, those are pretty good effects. Made no fucking sense, but it happens.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. One thing, I don't know if you noticed this, there's really, really funny lines, but I don't know if this is a local situation, but the character Tommy, this is worth noting, in my opinion, Tommy says, suck a bag of dicks to the zombievers. Yeah, and
it's a Louis C.K. line.
It's eat a bag of dicks. Everyone knows you eat a bag of dicks. You don't suck a bag of dicks. And I didn't understand where that was coming from, and I want to discuss it.
Okay. Well, I mean, you could conceivably do both. Is there a patent on sucking or
eating? Yeah, I thought that stood out to me as like, this is not how people talk.
Okay. But it was also like out of frustration. At that point, like they had been trapped.
So you might just say the wrong phrase.
Yeah. No one at that, although that would have been funny if someone did interrupt him and be like, I think you mean eat a bag of dicks.
Exactly. It's something that stood out to me. And it's really
like, you went to college, act like it. It's eat a bag of dicks.
Did you hear something?
Did I hear what?
Banging. Hollering.
Oh, it's just those kids scissoring each other to Lady Gaga.
Well, I know it's those kids.
Well, what do you want me to do about it? Call the police?
And then I would say the other notable thing about Zombievers is that it grossed an entire $15,000 in the U.S.
Well, I'm trying to remember if I even saw a trailer for it before. I had heard the term Zombievers and that was something to look out for, but I can't imagine it played in more than one theater.
It was like a Tribeca entry, actually, film festival entry.
Is that right?
I'm not shitting you. It was in the Tribeca Film Festival.
It was accepted to the Tribeca Film Festival.
And then they did some PR through Playboy.
Oh, okay.
So well, that which kind of makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, although doesn't it feel gimmicky when it's only one actor doing nudity? I mean, dude kind of has his junk bitten off, but that does not count.
But the whole point is like to make fun of these kind of movies, which is always one girl because they can't afford more than one girl to show her boobs.
Right, right, right. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, for me, I thought it was hilarious.
It did play against expectation a number of times, and I actually did really dig that.
And then
that.
It played right into it sometimes, because, like, there's a bathroom scene where you know there's a zombiever in that fucking shower, and you're like, she's going to pull back the curtain, there's the zombiever going to be, but normal movies, she would pull back the curtain and nothing would be there.
Right.
Not zombievers.
Okay, I thought you meant the sex in the bathroom. When there were zombievers outside, because what better time?
That's what I often think about sex scenes in these movies. It's just like, we're being hunted.
Maybe it's a panic reaction. Maybe we've never been that frightened.
I never get so scared I fall on a dick.
I don't know if I'm scared or horny.
I don't know. What do I do?
Okay, so I thought maybe to capitalize on the trend of Poultrygeist and Zombiever.
Sure, sure.
I have some ideas I want to run by you. Frankensteer, where when reanimated flesh of hamburger cows causes a beef rebellion against Farmer John. So cows are usually the docile stoner of animal kingdom, but they're not taking any shit anymore. No?
No.
Frankensteer.
Frankensteer. Is he put back together? Is he like meat wad in that he's hamburger shaped like a cow?
Yeah, I think he's kind of reclaiming his own pieces. I don't know. Dead cow struck by lightning comes to get his meat back.
So he's like a bag of skin, and then slowly the...
Well, they don't do it all at one time. Yeah, I don't know. He gets his hide first and works backwards. I don't know. Okay.
It's terrifying and disgusting.
Not supposed to be a good idea. okay. And this one I think is a winner. Moose Me. It's the mummy, but a moose.
Oh, nice. I didn't understand that actually at first. And I was like, oh, I will not moose you. I don't know what that means.
It's a Canadian moose me, mummy.
Moose mummy.
Okay. I don't know. Can you think of animals that, animal monster combos? I had a really hard time, clearly.
Moose me. No, I don't. Because I recently watched, you know, Pet Sematary. So that's all, when I think of bad animals, that's all I can think of right now.
Those are legit scary.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. That's all I got for Zombievers. I guess it's worth a watch. There were some good jokes in there, and I'll drop in some. But I don't know. I wasn't as thrilled as I was, say, with Wolf Cop.
See, I loved it. Like, I did. I told you immediately after I watched it, I said, you need to watch this movie.
I watched it twice, and once more for, like, sound bites.
See? So it was worth watching it's a couple
watchable.
Times.
It's totally watchable. Yeah.
And when I was trying to text you about it, if you notice, like, autocorrect corrects Zombievers on the phone.
Yeah, that shit got into the zeitgeist pretty fast.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Except for then when I try and type like the city we freaking live in, it tries to change it all the time. And I go, how does my autocorrect know Zombievers and not New York? Why is this the thing?
Okay, so that is a quick lunch hour review on Zombievers. Find us on iTunes and Twitter and drop us a review. This is me, Darren, signing off.
And this is me, Mindy. Thanks. Zombievers,
Zombievers. You hear your sweetheart scream. She tells you why you don't believe her. She saw one in the bathroom. It's no lie. It's a Zombiever contaminated by toxic goo. A random genetic mistake. They're semi-aquatic.